So the big question is this:
how do married entrepreneurs like us who have decades of business building experience, how do we break through common communication, productivity, and profitability barriers, all while living powerfully in sync?
That's the big question, and this podcast is the answer. You see, even if just one of you is called to entrepreneurship, the family is called to entrepreneurship. No, the goal is not the almighty dollar. We're aiming for the almighty impact. What's up? This is OL and Sway Buckley. Welcome to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast.
Marriage Marketplace Ministry. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's up? This is OL.
And this is Sway.
Yep. You're listening to the Marriedpreneur Life Podcast. And this is episode number 92.
Wow.
We're going to be talking about the scarcity mindset, or should I say the, how do I want to say this? Scarcity thinking is more subtle than you think.
Yes, how about that? Now, just in case, I think we should give a quick disclaimer.
I was going to
once again,
do it.
And you want to let me do it? Once again, listen, y'all, we are coming from the CAR. We are coming from the car. This time it's parked. And this is crazy because it's July, actually the end of July, and it's been raining like it's the middle of April, as if it's a spring day. And it's crazy. So you may hear the ambient noise in the background. It kind of just
adds, it's just rain beating on the hood of the car.
Right. It just adds texture, I think. I think it just adds texture to your experience. That's all. So we'll just call it that. So I think one of the things that we've realized over the years, not only just with ourselves, but then I know for me, I know because we have two very different personalities when it comes to coaching. Mm-hmm. One of the things for me is that I see a lot, like especially amongst marriedpreneurs, is the amazing gifts these couples have, but yet oftentimes they are blocking themselves. As they are, you know, attempting to grow, attempting to stretch out, attempting to really impact the world in an amazing way. But then there's one missing piece. And that missing piece is having the right mindset. They often come to the table with a scarcity mindset. And the crazy thing is, scarcity thinking can be so subtle. So oftentimes they don't even realize that it's there until it's confronted.
Yeah. Scarcity mindset will often camouflage itself in being analytical. It will camouflage itself in prudence and calling it wisdom. And it will camouflage itself in safety and safeguarding and say that it's looking out for
dot dot dot
dot dot. And so it's important to know that scarcity loves to hide. It's not just going to open itself up and shout and say, hey, I'm scarcity. It's definitely going right. to camouflage itself.
Yeah. So, well, the whole purpose of this episode really is to share some like real strategies, practical strategies that we have used and we continue to use as married entrepreneurs. So in our marriage, in our business, in our life, and how we want to just share, take you behind the scenes real quick on how changing the mindset, confronting the mindset of scarcity has literally transformed like everything that we do and how we do it. I mean, it's transformed our marriage, our business, our communication, how we communicate with each other, our clientele, our bank balances. Hello, somebody. Amen. It's changed our inner circle. It's changed like everything, if you haven't gotten the point. Mm-hmm. So the first thing, there's so much you want to share, but we're going to break it down real, you know, in bite-sized pieces. The first thing we want to share is like the sure sign that shows that you may have a limiting belief and you don't even know it. Because some people might say, well, oh, that's not me. I want to, you know, I'm just going to skip past this. Before you do that, let's talk about the sure sign. Like if you can attest to this feeling or to this experience, then it's likely you are battling a limiting belief. And I would say this too, just a quick disclaimer, is that even as you break through your limiting beliefs, you'll realize there are more beliefs that limit you. It's like putting the cap on your own potential.
Yes.
And you don't realize that, like, you'll break through and then you're operating at a newer level, at a higher level, and then you realize, wow, there's more beliefs that are limiting me at, even at this level. And then you have to break through again. You know, you continue to break through, break through, break through, break through.
Right.
And so I would say, and I know we were just
You have one and I have one, so go ahead.
Were there two different things?
I think so.
Okay. So I was, well, we said a sure sign. So I guess you're going to get two sure signs in this one. that you may have a limiting belief is this, is that you continue to go through a cycle of being stuck. Like, case in point, you may feel like, you know, okay, here's a list of what, like, just tell me what I need to do, right? I just need to know everything to do. And then you create this list, and then you're going through and you're checking everything off the list. You're doing it exactly how it says. You follow it to a T. You do it, and you get down to the bottom of the list, and then you feel like, oh wow, I don't see the results. I'm not seeing what I expected. Da, 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 da. And one thing that is often missing from a checklist is to check your mindset. And you may check everything else off the list and then realize, wait a minute, why am I? And then you know, it's one thing, it happens the first time, then it happens another time, and then so on and so forth. And then you get to the point like, wait a minute, something is not clicking. Like, what is it? Why? Mm-hmm. Like, I know we have the goods. I know this vision that's been placed inside of us is really bigger than us. I know we're supposed to moving forward, but why is it that we keep getting stuck like at the same doggone spot? A lot of that times, oftentimes, it comes down to a scarcity mindset. The thing about a mindset is like, you can't see, but you can't see it, you can't touch it, but you absolutely can see the results of it. Mm-hmm. And so that's a sure sign that I want to share that I've seen, that you, it may be that you have a limiting belief and you don't even realize it, because it, and that sign is once again going around the same mountain and continually getting stuck around the same mountain.
Yeah, I would add to that, another sign would be if you are predicting or forecasting failure with or without the facts. If you say, oh, it's not going to work, and you don't have the facts, then you're predicting failure. That's a sign of a scarcity mindset. Or even if you do have the facts, you're still saying it's not going to work, which basically just means that your hope's depleted. And so basically, then you still have a scarcity mindset. Oftentimes, and I've seen this happen with many entrepreneurs, they will say that we can't do X or Y because we don't have Z. And what's interesting is that they don't even know what it takes to make it happen. They just assume, oh, we don't have it. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes,
right,
that is a scarcity mindset. I believe it's a telltale sign that there's a limit in the thinking.
Yeah, that's good. So, you know, if either one of these examples that we just gave to you, like, pushes a button or a trigger or makes you think, ooh, I need to raise my hand for that one, then definitely keep listening. And if you don't feel like that's where you are, or you don't have any limiting beliefs, or you're not dealing with any scarcity beliefs, kudos to you. Make sure you share this with somebody else, because it's likely that they do, that you know somebody who does. Okay? But that's the first sign. And if you do feel like you can identify with either one of those, the great thing is we're going to show you how to actually change that, because there is hope. Mm-hmm. Thank God there is hope. Okay, now the other thing we want to share with you before we go to the ways that we have used, the systems that we have used to actually transform limiting beliefs that we've confronted. Before we get to that part, is I think it's important to talk about, as married entrepreneurs, when your spouse has a limiting thought, limiting mindset. And I say thought, I say mindset is different from thought, because a thought is a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that's a thought, and then you know, you can kick that out. But if it's a mindset, like, that's a way of thinking.
That's a system of belief.
Mm-hmm. Beliefs. So I think it's important for us to talk about how we handle it differently, and it's likely that you and your spouse are going to handle it differently as well, because you're two different individuals with two different purposes or personalities rather, and you may respond differently. And so we want to share with you how we confront each other's limiting beliefs in a way that we can get our spouse to respond in a positive way. Mm-hmm. So you can share, I think it's best if we share how the other person confronts our beliefs and how our limiting beliefs, and then how we respond to it.
Yeah. So for me, one of the ways that you confront it within me is you have, and I've noticed this, you will point out past successes and you will ask a question about that past success. And you may say, was it like that when you were in banking? Was it like that when you were in whatever past season of life I was in? And immediately what you'll do is you'll try to draw a contrast between then and now. As if to say, well, don't you have more now? More resources, more experiences up under your belt now? Haven't you seen more now, done more now? And basically, it leads me down the path of thinking, well, why would this now being worse than that then, when I had less then than I have now?
Wow. I didn't realize I do that.
Yeah.
Okay. But the great thing is, and I think it's important for us to share experiences with, like, real life experiences, because we respond differently. And we're in two different roles. You as a husband, me as the wife. And I think especially wise, we know that honor and respect is really important to our husband, to our man. And so my goal is to always honor you, even in a transparent calling out situation. You know, I think you can be honorable in that.
Yeah, and I appreciate it, because I will often respond to how you do that with just flat out honesty, like, you're right. And I'll say,
you sure do. And I'll
be like, oh, I see what you're saying.
And y'all,
and you're right.
He be telling the truth. And I love, I'm like, he just said I was right. What? I remember when I first.
Well, if I see it, I'm not going to run from the truth.
Right,
like,
right.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's so true. I would say for me, like, which how you call me out and how you call out, and not me, because we're not talking, and I think. Let me just correct that, because I think it's so important to explain. We're not talking to our spouse. We're really talking to the limiting belief that our spouse has.
We're exposing it.
Because
it's trying to be scarce and hidden.
Yeah, exposing the limiting belief that our spouse has
accepted,
right? And so one of the things, I appreciate how you call me out. And it's not really a calling me out in the sense of, like, come on, you could do better. Not that type of thing, but you encourage me and you say, come on, you can do it. Like, we were in, I mean, this is not about business, this part, but it's still the same. We were working out today. We went down to the gym in our building today. And I asked my husband, well, he started coaching me without me asking him to train me, rather. And so I said, well, do you want to train me? Is this a training session? I need to get my mind right. If you're going to be training me, like, let me make sure I have my mindset on that you're training me. And so he was like, okay. At first you were like, no, I'm not going to train you. I was like, okay, then, but you're telling me what to do. So, like, do you want to train me or not? Like, what is it? And he was like, okay, I do want to train you. I was like, all right, tell me what to do then. He was like, oh, okay, you going to let me train? I was like, okay, let's go. And so I let him, he trained me in this session this morning. And so we got to what was that part called? The dumbbell? Not the dumbbell.
The bar curls.
The bar, that's what it's called, the
barbell. But
the long bar thing.
Barbell.
That's the barbell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so curls. I was doing curls on the barbell, and he kept looking over, and you were like, and he didn't, I don't know if you knew what was going on in my mind, but I was like, bruh, I don't know if I'm going to make this last rep, because it was getting pretty heavy for me, and maybe you saw my muscles trembling a little bit, and like shaking, but you were like, come on, you can do it, come on, you're almost there, you're looking good, you know, and it was, that to me, was actually not only encouraging, but it squashed those limiting beliefs of me saying I couldn't do it. Like, I was telling myself, I never said out loud, but I was about to say, you need to come and get this thing before I drop it, because it was getting heavy for me. But you came in and you were like, come on, you can do it, you know, and that encouragement actually squashed my limiting thoughts. But like, likewise, when I'm doing, if I'm going after something for business, or if I'm, you know, pursuing, you know, an opportunity, you'll use that same thing to squash my limiting beliefs. Like, well, you can do it. Like, you need to go for it. You're always like, you should just go for it. So, you see, we have, like, different styles of communicating with each other, especially communicating in business, but that translates also in marriage, too. And it's so, this is kind of really fresh for us, because we're in the process of putting together a special training for communication styles in business for those who grabbed the Maripreneur Growth Kit that we launched the other week, which is closed for now. But that right there, we'll be talking a little bit about the communication styles and business for married entrepreneurs, because we realized when we put it up in the group, in our Facebook group, we put a poll up that was like the one that got the most votes to say, yeah, we want a training on that. So it's really... it plays a huge role, like how we communicate, and especially when we're calling out, not our spouse, but calling out the limiting beliefs that our spouse has accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that makes a difference, because if we call out the limiting beliefs in our spouse, and then our spouse feels like we're calling them out in a way that is not honoring, then it's going to be super hard for them to receive it.
Totally. Because it's going to come off offensive as opposed to being helpful.
Right.
And when people feel like that, then they clam up and become defensive.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And so the last thing that we want to go over, the third point for this episode, is really just talking about the number one way to confront. We've talked about these scarcity thoughts, the scarcity mindset. We want to talk about now how to confront it, and then how to change the limiting beliefs to unlimited beliefs. And yes, this is a process, but it's definitely so worth it. And
yes.
We spoke a little bit about this. Y'all are going to get a little bonus in here, because... I think we said we both have the same way that we
initially
to confront it. Mm-hmm. But then the way to transform it is a little different, because we're different. But
yes.
I think this is this little sweet spot, because they get a bonus in both, you know, since we have different perspectives with it.
Yeah. So I'll start. So mine sort of ties.
Well, first we should need to tell them to confront. That was the same.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Oh, I thought you said yours, because that was the same.
So we both agree that it needs to be confronted. So you can't change what you won't confront. So you have to just accept, you know what, this is indeed a limiting belief. Realize it. And then own the fact that you were owning it. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, okay, I had that way of thinking. And then I'm convinced that one way to do it is to...
One way to do what? To change your...
To change.
Okay, because we talked about
confronting,
yes. And then
we
talked about changing.
Is to reflect on past and previous successes and victories. Oftentimes we can get so busy living life, doing business, that we forget how far we've come and other things that we've endured and have overcome. We forget the mountains that we've climbed and the hurdles that we've been able to get over. And we treat every new experience or situation like this is the first time we've ever faced anything hard. And I just think it's really valuable for us to reflect on past successes.
Because
we've been able to win. And I think that really initiates the change, the transformation of that scarcity way of thinking to really moving over into the way that we ultimately should be thinking and approaching every new situation and every new opportunity.
I think that's so good and so important. And so I would say we both have the same thought of like how to, like the first part is the same, like the number one way to confront your limiting mindset or scarcity mindset is definitely by actually doing that, confronting it. And I would say to even take it deeper, not just like, well, what does that mean to confront it? Well, just to give an example, if you realize that you are finding yourself in the same cycle, like an example we gave earlier, and how you confront it. Let's talk about how to confront it. I would say how you can confront it is saying, okay, first you have to be aware of it, and then you have to ask yourself, why am I ending up in the same place? Like every single time, how come I'm making little to no progress? What is it? What is it about my thinking? If it has to do with my thinking, what is it about my thinking? What am I thinking about? Oftentimes, that limiting and scarcity belief is rooted in fear. Right? It's fear of something, fear of not having enough, fear of, you know, failure, fear of even succeeding. There is definitely a thing of fear of succeeding. And
definitely.
So once you like, you have to, this really requires some deep work. Like you have to be honest with yourself. And this is all still part of the confronting part, right? You have to be honest with yourself and say, okay, this is what I'm thinking, this is why, like, this is what my mindset is really, really, really going to. And you can't be surface with it. You can't, like, say, oh, well, I'm busy doing this. Like, you know, sometimes people say, oh, I'm procrastinating, or I'm such a procrastinator, I have waited to the last minute. If you're constantly doing that, that's really rooted in fear. Fear is something else, but you have to determine what that is. You have to really ask yourself these questions. Why am I waiting to the last minute? Do I feel like maybe I'm not worthy? Do I feel like it's not going to work out? Mm-hmm. Like, do I feel like, you know, I'm not going to have enough, or maybe I'm not enough? Do I feel like, you know, I'll be rejected? You know, and then I like to say the second part is like, once you get to that level of confronting it and really, I would say talking, I would not just say only confronting it, but even talking it out with your spouse, talking it out even with a good friend, good girlfriend for you wives, you know, guys, you talk about the fellas, whatever, if y'all, you know, mm-hmm. how vulnerable you all are. But just being vulnerable, at least being vulnerable with each other, you know, your spouse, and saying, okay, this is what I feel like has been blocking me. I've been fearful of, or I've been like hesitant to do this because I don't want whatever, whatever. And so you confront that. But then for me, what I like, what has really helped me with limiting beliefs is really to play that bad boy out. Like, play that story of whatever out, rejection out, mm-hmm. failure out, success out. Like, play that out, because at the end of the day, what often happens is you'll realize it's not even nothing. So like, if you say, oh my goodness, I really want to do this and this and this, or I want to connect with this, you know, person, or I want to have this, this and this, and then you're like, why, how come I haven't done that? It's been months that I've been talking about. What's the real reason? Well, it may just come down to fear of rejection, or like, oh my goodness, fear of it's going to actually happen, right? But let's talk about the fear of rejection. And let's just say you are so fearful to talk to this or to move forward because you don't want to be rejected. And then my thought process is, okay, well, if there's rejection in that, are they really rejecting me, or they're rejecting the idea? And then I need to make sure that I am not putting my self-worth or self-value in the hands of man. Like, if God is the one who gave us this vision, he's going to be the one to carry the vision out as we become obedient with faith and action, and we walk it out. Like, so we're not alone in this. He's actually the one who leads us in this thing. So, right. You know, then you have to really confront another issue, like, where is the feeling of rejection coming from? Is it coming from something like something else that happened like years ago, decades ago, childhood? Like, you have to really go there to say, okay, why am I feeling fear of rejection? Like, what other uncovered issues are here that I'm not yet dealing with? Or maybe I've dealt with a area, you know, a time in our lives before when it's been so scarce that we didn't know how we were going to make it, and it was a horrible feeling, and I don't ever want to go back there. So I'm going to like make sure that I do whatever I need to do so we don't go back there. Mm-hmm. But then you have to realize, well, is that like, you're so much further along now, right? You know more, right? So, but is that where your once again, your self-value and your self-worth come from? Like, you know, right. more now than you did then, because you've learned from those experiences, right? Mm-hmm. And so, once again, you have to really, like, call yourself out and be willing to do that. And that's, like, really putting in the work. So, it's not surface work. It's really work that you can't brush under the rug, or, like, put your head in the sand and just act like you're so busy doing something else and you're not even being productive because you just keep going around the same mountain. Like, all that is time out for that, right? So, as you can see, my husband and I have two totally different styles of coaching. But I think it complements what we do,
yes.
because both of these styles are needed.
I
so,
agree.
I'm very much like, let's call it what it is. Call a spade a spade. And deal with it from the uncomfortable place.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very much like, okay, let me encourage you along the way, which I think is necessary as well too. So just bringing those together is super powerful. So the great thing about this episode is that you get both sides of like different ways of how to transform your mindset, scarcity mindset, or limiting yeah. beliefs. And it takes both oftentimes at some point on your journey based yes. on where you are, your personality, based on your sensitivities,
where
you've been mm-hmm. in your journey, what just happened, what's about to happen. Like, there's all these things that, you know, take place. I mean, that come to play in this. So, you know, our goal for you all ultimately is to see you win and to help you break through from any scarcity mindsets, any, you know, it's been called stinking thinking, anything right. like that at all. And really, it doesn't matter. Like, strategy is important, skill is important, but none of those things matter if your mindset is not in the right place. And so That's all we want for you, mm-hmm. is to see you win. We're rooting for you, rooting for your marriage, rooting for your business, rooting for your vision. And if any of this has been helpful for you, definitely keep us like in the loop and let us know that. Let us know what you're working on. And speaking of skills and strategies, if you are like, okay, my mindset, I'm working on that. Now I need to work on what to do next. I need to work on my skills, then to work on our strategy, need to work on like putting all the pieces together, then definitely go ahead and get our free download. It's Married. You can find it at marriedpreneurmap.com/free gift. And you
marriedpreneurmap.com/free gift.
Free gift. Yeah, we'll put it in the notes as well too, so you can have that. But definitely go ahead and download that. It's going to be, you'll see an outline of the 8 steps that we put in place to build multiple revenue streams as married entrepreneurs. And there's a pre-step that's even equally as important, which is like a kind of like bonus steps for you all putting systems together to make sure that strategy is sustainable and building a legacy that impacts future generations. So it's simply powerful and it's absolutely free. So go ahead and grab yours if you haven't already.
Yep. And you found value. You know, you guys can subscribe, of course, write a cool review and give us an amazing rating. And we'll see you on the next episode.
All right. Y'all have a good one. Peace out. About to get back on the road.
Want more winning tips for your marriedpreneur life? If so, then go get your copy of our free Marriedpreneur Life Quick Start Guide. You can grab your free guide at M as in married, L as in life, quickstart.com.
Inside this guide, you'll find our top 15 systems and processes that we've used to grow our multiple businesses, as well as help countless marriedpreneurs kickstart and scale their vision to lead purposeful and profitable lives. We are marriedpreneurs living powerfully in sync and building amazing businesses that shape the future.